Amazing world TV news, y'all. And thank my team. Thank you. Most of my team is too. My guys, y'all. Thank you for partnering with that. A new deal with what should I say deal? With over 2,000 stores, y'all. Thank you for being paid partner with Half Baby, bro. I'm talking about like Walmart. My top business is a baby of the 2,000. Plus stores, y'all. Thank God. Yeah, I'm so thankful to be partnering with Beta and Raven for 3D and AI graphics. And they have also saved us. And I love y'all and their beautiful glasses to save their getting today. And I'm thankful to be partnering with them. And that's from by E, multi-billionaire Mark Zuckerberg. And we love the products, y'all. Stop that today. Yeah, my first campaign partner is in my description. Y'all, also my second of my top 10 things of over 2,000 top stores, y'all, is the Sales Diamond and Gold. I love their products, y'all. And you have to stop there today, y'all, for your needs. They will help you, y'all. Be my official day partner with a third of my top 10 things, big. And I'm thinking, big. Superstar, Deanna. Thank you. Dear Siren Chase, thank you, y'all. And she has amazing things. Remember calling. Stop being my participating partner. I'm so thankful to you partnering with Nike. Have amazing colors. Get to work today, y'all. I'm ready for my top 10. Hey. Paramount Plus, y'all. I love watching their movies. I love watching movies. They have many shows, bro. It's an amazing app. I love it. And I've been so many times, I enjoy using Paramount Plus, bro. My top 10 favorite is the official to NBA stuff. I love watching the basketball game. You can get scores here today from them. Stop with your favorite today, y'all. My top 10 is here. I'm thankful to be partnered with them, y'all, with Virgin Electric Airlines. So, y'all, and that's from my multi-billionaire and humble Richard Branson, y'all. These are the products, y'all. They will help you out. Walmart, as I've been missing. Walmart, one of my favorite things that they have in Walmart is the big screen TV. And among many other great products, y'all. My top 10 favorite is you can shop there at my first pay partner is Adidas is Adidas, y'all. Adidas apparel. I love their apparel, y'all. I'll do it. Yes, this one apparel. This is apparel there today, y'all. You will love it. He's a war and life so good. I'm so thankful, y'all. The guy, it's a woman too. Please show your support to these retailers. Being my official page on their room. Number 11. The products, y'all. I'll post it every evening during the shop for my official page partner shop. Thank you.
Sunday is fun day. And this Sunday is particularly fun because it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I want to talk to you about this thing that is happening in this country, and I want you to pay attention to it. Don't miss this. They are removing our books from libraries. They are removing our stories and our history. They are removing our names from government buildings. It's as if someone wants to erase our footprints. Because what we need to understand is that if our children don't know our history, they won't know our power. But the truth of the matter, it's impossible to erase our footprints because we left them on water. What I mean by that is we were snatched from our homeland, brought across the ocean, and left footprints all the way to America. When they tried to silence a king named King to keep his voice down, it still echoes through generations to generations to generations because you cannot erase our footprints. They literally took the jewels out of the crowns in our crowns in Africa, put them in their own crowns and in their museums, trying to erase our history. But yet and still, we still rise as kings and queens. They went into Tulsa, Oklahoma, and tried to burn down Black Wall Street. But yes, we are still building businesses, making our way, building companies, becoming CEOs, because we are still building, still leaving footprints. So this is not the time to be silent. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to dig in and keep leaving footprints everywhere you go. I can tell you this. I have made more Black millionaires, hear me when I say this, than any studio in this city combined, because I'm making footprints. So I don't care if you're struggling, if you're trying to make it, you're trying to build a business. If you have a dream, keep making footprints. Don't let anybody stop you. You can do it. And the last thing I'll say to you is this. Hear me when I say this. Don't let your worry be greater than your faith.
Welcome. Great to see you.
Thanks, man. I was beginning to think this would never happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. The funny things in life are not easy.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, yes, good stuff. Well, how are you?
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having me, bro. I'm doing great. I just, just taking care of business. But I'm so glad you got to make it. Yes, Jeff. What's up, everyone? I have a special guest today. His name is Jeff Warren, and he's an Emmy winner. Jeff, welcome. Please introduce yourself and where you started from. Introduce and tell us how, what got you started in your hobby today or passion today. Where did you start?
Yeah, man. So I grew up in Southern California. My parents were just awesome to us. I have a sister. But after high school, I decided I wanted to leave California. So I moved out to Colorado to go to Colorado State. I thought I wanted to be a news anchor and a reporter. And after an internship at CBS in Los Angeles, I decided I didn't want any part of news. I didn't want to be owned by a station. And so fortunately, I loved all facets of production. And I apprenticed myself to a friend of mine who was already editing. And so from there, I started editing commercials and worked at the Pepsi Center for the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets, which was awesome. Was there for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. It was epic. And anyways, from there, I started editing shows. While in Colorado at Colorado State, I met my beautiful wife and we got married. We had two daughters. And after several years in Colorado, we decided to make a big change and came out to South Carolina. Been here for about 4 years and love it out here. But I started editing TV shows and was fortunate to work with a great group called the Linguini Pictures. And you mentioned a cool award I had. I won an Emmy with them for a Food Network show. And I've just had an awesome career editing all sorts of TV shows and commercials, and started a production company with two dear friends called Nito Pictures. And so, man, I'm a very blessed individual. But that's a quick little background on me.
Hey, man, that is a blessing. And, that sounds like a great story, where you came from and like where you are today. And yes, God is good. You know, it's a blessing to have an achievement of a lifetime, as I would say.
Man. Well, you know, because you have several awards and accolades to your name.
Thanks. I mean, I'm thankful for my new awards for a TV show, radio show. I'm thankful, to be doing, worked on Disney and so forth, with them. I work with also like Miley Cyrus, and I went to the same junior high as Beyonce knows, and I'm thankful, for hard work to pay off. So like I can, I really admire hard work and faith, because like, that's what goes a long way and helps. God bless us when we keep the faith.
Amen to that, man.
What is one of your favorite mottos?
Yeah, one of my favorite mottos is from the movie Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you could miss it. I feel like that's just a great one. And it was written in jest, but it's so true. But another big one is to love God and love others, man. Because if you don't do that, you're just lacking in life. And if you follow that, then, man, you just can't lose, because you feel good about yourself and you're helping others.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. I love those mottos, and love is the answer,
Yes, amen, dude.
The way I see it, God is love, as it's a reminder, and yes, love is action, and God created us, and I love to, yes, there's a saying, you reap what you sow in the world. And so, like, I'm all about, sowing good and good seeds. Like heck, yeah, man. The word. And then those seeds are what help all the blessings of God. And I'm thankful for all of those. And it's only the beginning. What are some new projects that you were working on?
Yeah, so I just wrapped up a really cool series about the history of Texas. It's like 240 educational videos, and that was a really fun series to do. I also just wrapped a documentary about craft beer. It's called United Crafts of America, and that's going to the film festival. It's running the film festival circuit right now. It's about to premiere in LA in a couple of weeks, and so I hope there are a whole series of those coming along. They tell the stories of brewers and the highlights, the struggles, and everything in between. So that was really cool. And coming up, I'm doing some commercials for the Colorado Department of Transportation. So looking forward to those. And then we're also coming up with a comedy series that we're going to publish as a vertical format first, and then go horizontal. But man, I'm ecstatic about that.
This sounds phenomenal. Yes, I love that. You know, sounds like great things that you're working on. Where can my audience find you at? What is your social media link handles?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me, Jeff Warren, and you'll see my my face on there. Our website for our production company, it's called Neato Pictures. So you'll find us at neatopictures.com. And, you know, I used to be a lot on Facebook, but man, it's addicting as can be. And so you start on Facebook and 6 hours goes by and you're like, what the heck just happened? So I'm not so much on that anymore. I've got an Instagram account that I've been ignoring for a while. So I'll get back to that at some point.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. Thank you for your time here today. And, it was a great talk with you, Jeff. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
Marcus, you're awesome, man. It's a real blessing to be here, and I hope the Lord blesses you and all of your endeavors.
God bless you too. And yes, we'll be in touch with Jeff, and yes, God bless you too. Thank you, everyone,
awesome.
For your time, and yes, thank you again, Jeff. Have a great, blessed every day.
Talk to thank you, soon, you too, Marcus.
Thanks.
All right.
Stay focused, I'm stay focused, captivated. You can't distract me, 'cause I've been the storm. I've got my game. trying to make me angry.
Alright, there we go. Go for it.
You haven't got any soda?
$1.
Ah, come on, man. Help a man out.
What's up, everybody? I'm Victorious Marcus. I'm the Universal Music Group, multiple awards, and I'm thankful, you know, for my great opportunities in making the world a better place. I partnered with Zachary Levi, a actor from Shazam, and Nerd HQ. I'm all about good health, and especially mental health. My favorite health mantra is I am competing against my own self, despite what anyone says, everyone has to look at themselves in order to make the world a better place. New sponsor has come in. I will open it. Today, at the end of the day,
Yeah.
side of the story matters.
Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Grammy One Timberland Sci-Fi Project Superstar. Yeah. I'm Victorious. I'm
DJ Flair, make the money flare.
Hey, toxic people want drama. Toxic people want to burn. Toxic people have jealous hate. Toxic people think the world revolves around them. Toxic people are arrogant. Toxic people are prejudiced. Toxic people are abusive. Toxic people are selfish. Stay away from these. You need to reset your life. For good vibes. What goes around comes back around. Toxic people are arrogant.
For a lifetime, February is the Tech In with Bonnie Hopkins. This is revolutionary. The way they say the still fight.
You have so much, you miss anything from
I'm just going forward. Please take a moment to make the money flip.
I don't want another world war. You should choose love instead. Don't listen to lies of false prophets. God is present. God is love.
Unstoppable.
Notorious Marcus.
XO. I'm in it, how about that? And you are betting against me. I'm in it, how about that? And you are his young. I'm in it, how about that? And you are betting against me. I'm in it, how about that? And you are his team. I'm in it, how about that? And you are betting against me. I'm in it, how about that? Now you are his team.
This is where we heard, ready like it or not, you.
A big one. I'm all about good health and natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching or like for my back. I had like a lower back, or also the chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgery. And that surgeries are dangerous. Like, that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back. If you any type of back surgery you have, I highly recommend a chiropractic doctor, Dr. Charles Hopkins. I've come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome it with God on my side to 21 billion interviews from features on movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to also work with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on Demi Lovato on Sunny with a Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex. I performed in a break dance on that movie. I'm thankful for every good opportunity to perform the IMDb Movies Day database, the Victorious March, aka Marcus Hopkins. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school performing house as the Beyonce Knowles at Wells Middle School. I won awards by Bella Caroli for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I mean, I had to go through rejection as well. And winning that, and I mean, at first I can only do basics. And I got rejected in my sixth grade year. That's the summer. I got determined, very determined. And I taught myself how to do it the most advanced first. And I got so good on that. I mean, you know, I was able to win the honor award at the Bella Caroli camp. I mean, when I got accepted into Wells, that same summer, like, I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went in there because, like, my brother and I, we were sitting at a park, and the Junior Olympic coach was there, and he was like, he invited us over to practice. It was a track and field practice. And so, yes, I went there, and to make a long story short, I broke a record. So during that same year, it was the many ups and downs that I know God works in the, I know God works in mysterious ways, and where that means to where I am today, come back with a greater comeback. Over the years, I've also experienced racism, you know, bigotry and bullying, and I say, each time when I was bullied, even, falsely accused, because the devil's a liar. And even when I was falsely accused, I just kept pouring even more so into my gifts. Because I believe with God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today. Because, I'm thankful that I'm doing something right. Time with the Universal Musical Distribution. And I'm thankful to have a course. For many things, I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference to who everyone wants to treat the other side of they want to be treated. And, the devil is a liar, and I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devils. But the devil made people, they are telling us for my good. From chains to, like, blacks came over in the U.S. In chains. Donald Trump is almost 100. He's almost 80 years old. Don't let anyone bring us back to, slavery times. You can never judge a book by its cover. You know, I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' face. Like, it was funny, and he he's the Antichrist. You know, he needs to take responsibility for his actions. Because the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling again, it's been... Then it has been bringing us back to more racism that I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus. She refused. And because they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. But anyway, the story about Rosa Parks. She refused, and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us, that has helped a lot today. That has been a great inspiration, and it helped that our first black president. God knows the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's work together in love and unity.